الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان، وسلم رمضان لنا، وسلمه لنا متقبلا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. One very great ibadat of all times, and particularly for the day of Jumu'ah, and also one particular ibadat of Medina Sharif. When we are in Medina Sharif, one great ibadat is Durood Sharif, Salawat. We should try and read as much as possible Durood Salawat. And it is so simple. One Durood, for example, from very authentic hadith, a person who reads one time, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu, 70 farishtas, angels, write the sawab for 1,000 days. That's about 3 years. For 3 years, they keep on writing the sawab. And the accounting system of Allah Ta'ala is not some old primitive system, that's why they're taking so long. Allah's system is there where man will never ever be able to reach. But the reward is so great that recording it takes them almost 3 years, 1,000 days. So the very easy durood, let us all read it. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu. So 70 farishtas are writing this, and they will be keep on writing the sawab for 1,000 days. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to read Durood Sharif, the various forms. Just one incident to encourage us. There was a person in the Pakistani Air Force, and he was living a very wrong life, very way out, lot of gunas, etc. But he got inspired by somebody to read Durood Sharif. He kept on reading, and then one night he saw in a dream that he's at a place where there is a canal in front of him, and all filth and dirt, muck, stool, all filthy, dirty things in there. But on that side of the canal, all the beautiful gardens of Jannat. Beautiful, unexplainable gardens, beautiful enjoyments there. So he had to cross. So somehow or the other, he managed to cross. When he got on the other side and he looked back again, he saw that canal is 100% pure, clean. The water of it, pure, pure, clean. And not only that, but all the beautiful plants, stones, etc., what was in the water, under the water, that also could be seen. And then it was said that the barakat of Durood Sharif made him cross also and cleanse and purified all that. His whole life was purified also. And it took him into the gardens of Jannat also. So we all want our islah, and there are so many methods of islah. One, many buzurgs have prescribed only Durood Sharif for the murids. And in that, Allah made the complete islah. And the zikr of Allah generally, Durood Sharif, that we find ourselves, we are unmindful, or we certain gunas, we just can't seem to take it out of our lives. Like there are some people, for example, music, they are so addicted to it, they just can't give it up. Woman, looking at woman, etc., thinking about woman, all that, or any sports, for example. But this year will bring the hatred of all gunas. From inside, the love of good deeds will come. And then it won't be a big mujahada to give up gunas. It won't be any real mujahada to do the right things. It will just come naturally. So in the dhikr of Allah, the istilawat of Quran, the third kalima, durood sharif, tawbah istighfar, whatever. And durood sharif, many, many other incidents from the hadith also, and people have experienced also, great, great benefits. So Allah give us tawfiq today on the day of Jumu'ah to try and read as much durood sharif as possible. And whichever form of durood, whichever formula we want to read, by all means. This one here, the virtues are so great and the hadith is so authentic. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala in His great fadl and karam has brought us into the month of Ramadan. With regard to this month, Allah Ta'ala Himself says, Shahrur Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. In other words, what a great month. Like we say something, we see the green dome. We say the green dome. It doesn't just mean the green dome. There is so much behind it. And so much for the lover and the believer in his heart when you just say the green dome. If a person sees Gumbat Khizra, the green dome, in his dream, then he feels so happy and he'll want to know that what is the interpretation. It is so much of goodness that lies in it. Or a person sees the jali, the screen in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's qabr. It means so much. So Shahrul Ramadan, for a believer, it should really just awaken him. It should be like a shock treatment he should get. And he just comes out of his ghaflat, his slumber, his unmindfulness, that what a month, the month of Ramadan. And who is saying this? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala Himself. And where is Allah saying it? Not in the Torah, Injil, those were also kitabs of Allah, the original. But in the greatest kitab, Quran-e-Pak. And to whom was this Quran Sharif revealed? To the greatest personality, Ba'da Khuda, Tuhi Buzur, Qissa Mukhtasar. After Allah, there is nobody that can equal Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the whole world together, all the Anbiya, all the Malaika can't equal Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the kitab that was revealed to him. And today we have the good fortune that we have got that kitab. That Allah, in spite of us being so sinful, our hearts are filthy, our tongues are dirty, our minds are polluted, but still Allah gives us the tawfiq that we can still read this Quran with our ears. We can still hear the Quran Sharif. So Allah makes it that it dawns upon us that what a great month this is. Yeah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala Himself explains one of the greatest virtues of this month. Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. That this is that great month in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. The Quran Sharif, the details of it came first from Lawh-e Mahfuz, it came to the lower skies, and from there, bit by bit, over 23 years, Allah Ta'ala revealed it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, the starting of it was in this great month. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. You know, on a blessed night, the night of power, Allah Ta'ala revealed this great, great kitab. So, Allah put it in our hearts also to honor the Quran Sharif. Just to see, to have a Quran Sharif. There were so many people who just kept a Quran. They couldn't read also. But they just honored and respected the Quran Sharif. Just to give us also understanding, Allah give us tawfiq to have love for every aspect of our deen. And every aspect of all these honorable occasions. There was a person in KwaZulu-Natal many years ago in one little town. A Muslim man, but he was running a shabeen, a brothel. And when the month of Ramadan came, then he closed it all completely. He was a person far from deen, no namaz, no roza, nothing. But Ramzan, in the respect of Ramzan, he should close his brothel. all his patrons were almost 99-100% non-Muslims. So they should tell him that the Ramzan doesn't apply to us. And those of any person who is involved in all those things, shabin, brothel, all that, it's their life. They can't do without it. So they should beg him and keep it open. Why are you closing it? You don't drink, no problem. But why are you closing it? But he should say the respect of Ramadan. And he shouldn't open it at all. His maut came on 27th Ramadan. Hey, a person, this doesn't give us license that we can also make Allah's rahmat, Allah knows. And when Allah's rahmat comes in josh, then for any and anyone, how it comes into power, فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ يَفْعَالُ مَا يَشَاءُ Allah Ta'ala is Allah. So anyway, but it shows a lesson for us to have respect. Anyone who respects the Quran Sharif. One person, he saved up, poor person living out in the jungle somewhere, about 100 rupees, this instance is written. And then he wanted to now come and buy things for his family house. I've got a lot of money. In those days, 100 rupees was a lot of money. And going to buy the best things. When he came to the little town, he saw one person selling the Quran Sharif. So he asked, what is this? So he said, Quran Sharif, he didn't know what is Quran Sharif. It is the words of our Creator. The words of our Creator. That impressed him. How much? 100 rupees. He bought that 100 rupees. And all the way he kept it on his head. And he came back home. He told his wife, that what I went and buy, Allah gave me the greatest thing. I couldn't find something more better. Just one time we were in Brazil, and one Egyptian imam, a very nice person, when we were leaving, he came to the car and he gave me a Quran Sharif as a gift. And then he told me, if there was something more better than this, I should give you that. In other words, Allah put in our hearts, there is nothing like the Quran Sharif. The greatest gift in this world that we have now is the Quran Sharif. And that we have the qadr and respect and love for the Quran Sharif. Then further the reading, the learning, the teaching, it cannot be imagined how great this whole system is. Everything in the world cannot be equal to teaching one child one alif, which comes through the name of Allah. And everything in the world together cannot be equal. Anyway, so then he stood with that Quran Sharif, that he can't put it down. It's such a last kalam. And when he now got extremely exhausted and tired and he had to sleep, he told his wife, now you keep it on your head. And she kept it on her head all the time. 3 days passed like that. The miracle of those people who didn't know anything, not of dunya, not of deen. 3 days, they both became jayyid hafiz. He just came into them. So respect of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala grant us all. That we have to love for. So Allah says, this is that month, this great kitab, Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. That is great. And the word Quran comes from qira'at, to read. Which means that the Quran Sharif is supposed to be recited. So Allah give us tawfiq. We have the Quran Sharif. We respect it, utmost respect. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allah fill his qabr with noor. He was a great, where he was Muhiyyus Sunnah, what love he had for Quran Sharif. And the amount of respect and regard he had for Quran Sharif was very, very great. He wouldn't spare anyone. We know great, great Mashayikh Tarawih took place. And when he came and he heard, then he informed them that the Tarawih is not correct. The reading is too fast. Whatever, slight, not mistakes, what we will call mistake. We will call it a perfect, beautiful reading. But his level was there, that in there also he brought it to the attention. All the khuddam, etc. were very upset with him, but he was a man of haqq also. Anyway, he was a lover of deen, and he could not tolerate anything wrong. Any or anyone, if he saw something wrong, he would tell in a nice way, but he will say it. He won't, unfortunately, we suffer from mudahanat. We keep quiet. We don't want to speak the truth. It will hurt somebody's feelings. It's going to upset the apple cart. We, and for Allah, forgive us. But Maulana was a man of that caliber that he would. So anyway, Quran Sharif, so the respect of the... So Maulana used to explain that the Quran Sharif, we should try and always cover the Quran Sharif also. Like we cover our body, our child is born, we don't leave it naked, we cover it. So the Quran Sharif also, we should have a cover. And after having a cover, after clothes, we don't sleep under the trees. Even after having clothes, we stay in a house. So the Quran Sharif also, we should try and keep it in its house. And the house of the Quran Sharif is the Juzdan. We cover it also, and we keep it in the Juzdan also. Then Hazrat used to explain further also, like the child that is born and the clothes we put on, that's not for life, or even when it's still small. It doesn't, every day we wash it also. So the Juzdan and the cover of the Quran Sharif, we should try and wash it also from time to time. Unfortunately, ours, once we put that cover, it's like for life. We don't think of washing it again. And further, just see where Hazrat's mind should go. He says, don't wash it at the Quran, the cover of it, or the Juzdan, with your normal washing, or like in the basin, wherever you're washing, and that water is running down with the sewage water. So that also, Maulana should say, wash it separately. And then that water, sprinkle it in your house, on the walls, etc., the barakat of that. And at least if you don't do that, then throw it in the garden. But don't let it go in the sewage. Lot of adab, Hazrat used to explain about the Quran Sharif. Never try our best not to handle the Quran Sharif with one hand. We just pass it like that. Like with both hands we should try and handle the Quran Sharif. Hold the Quran Sharif. Turning the pages, it's famous of Hardoi. Some students were afraid of going to Hardoi to study there, because there, if you turn the pages just like sometimes we just open the Quran and we just like, what word to use, just like to let the pages turn like that. They would not allow that. You turn the pages and it makes a sound, it was not allowed. Very, with respect, you must turn the pages also. As you want to come to where you are, but great. So anyway, adab of the Quran Sharif are very, very great. So much so we read of the instances of those people that when they just took the Quran Sharif, they fainted. Hada kalamu Rabbi, the words of my Allah. And it's so great these words are. Allah give us one iota, one bit of the respect, of the love, of the reverence of the Quran Sharif. Very, very great kitab. So Allah says, Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Then Allah explains what the Quran is. Many other places, lot of definitions Allah has given. And ulama, Allah reward them. They've put it all together and they've written great, great kitabs on the virtues of the Quran Sharif. Famous in our hands is Fadail-e-Quran of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. Other lot, plenty ulama have written, and Allah give us tawfiq to try and study it and understand what a great kitab this is. So Allah Ta'ala says here, Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. What is the Quran Sharif? Hudal linnas. It is a guide for mankind, for all people. But who will benefit from it are the believers. Like for example, we go in a bookshop and we want to buy some kitab, some book. The one that we are interested, we're going to buy. For example, if we go, we will not perhaps buy a book on baking, on recipes, how to prepare food, on motor car mechanic. It's not of our interest. So who will benefit are the mu'mineen. When the mu'mineen will go in a bookshop, they will take the Quran Sharif. They won't take a book on engineering. They won't take a book on psychology or anything else for the mu'mineen. But it is linnas. It is hudal linnas. It's for everyone. But those people who will be interested, those people, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, they will. And so we are, alhamdulillah, la shukr, those people who are the mu'mineen. But let us see what is our relationship with Quran Sharif. How much do we relate? How much do we connect with Quran Sharif? Today, generally, all of us see, if we just compare, and who are sitting here, we are supposed to be like the more pious people, what people will say. There are other people who are perhaps not making Jummah, also Muslim people. But what is our relationship with Quran Sharif compared to our relationship with our cell phone? How much of interest we got on the cell phone? How much we are engrossed in the cell phone? Are we even one little bit like that engrossed with the Quran Sharif? We all know that a person, when he's got his cell phone, you walking past, he doesn't notice you. You make salam, he doesn't hear you. So engrossed. And I'm speaking of people who we regard, what we can say, pious people, good people. We are so engrossed. And that same person, if he's reading Quran Sharif, then see if he's really looking in the Quran, even if he's not a hafiz, or he's looking around. His interest, any small thing will distract him. And he will, somebody comes and speak to him, he's just too happy that he won't even close the Quran Sharif. Adab of the Quran Sharif, somebody speaks to you, close the Quran Sharif. Speak, finish, permission is given. Carry on with your tilawat also. But what is our relationship? Anyway, this Quran Sharif is a great, great kitab. Hudal linnas. It is guidance for mankind. How many of us take guidance from the Quran Sharif? We are married, and many of us are such, when marriage time came, we went and buy some book of how to make a successful marriage, how to spend your night, your first night. And unfortunately, perhaps many of us, we bought books of non-Muslims, what they wrote, and we followed that. Did we think, what did the Quran Sharif say? That our marriage, how it should be. Our marriage, the Quran is giving guidance. Allahu Akbar. One little instance come to mind, hopefully it will be very beneficial for all of us. In America, in a hospital, maternity home, two women gave birth to two children, a boy and a girl. But it so happened that the person who was in charge was not present at that time. And usually they put that labels on the wrist, that whose child it is, all the little details, reference numbers, that also was not done. And the two children got mixed up. Now, whose child is which woman's, which mother's? It was a big problem. So there was of all the other doctors, there was one American doctor and one Egyptian doctor, who were friends, good friends also. So this American doctor told the Egyptian doctor, you always tell me the Quran Sharif has got answers to everything. That is what I want to do. The Quran Sharif, hudal linnas. It gives us answers to everything. So he said, definitely. He said, and solve this problem now. Now, where are you going to find in the Quran Sharif? Two babies which are mixed up, that you don't know which mother, whose is it, a boy or girl? So he said, there will be definitely an answer. Give me time. He came back to Egypt, to Azhar. He went to Azhar, the university, and he spoke to the ulama there. So one alim told him, I'm not a medical man, so I can't tell you, I don't know. But think and ponder on this ayat, لِذَّكَرِي مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. For a man, for a male, is double the share of a female. That's a famous rule of Sharia. As far as inheritance is concerned, a male gets double of the female. Now this also, how does it relate to that? He thought, Allah put it in his mind. He went back, he said, I got your answer. He said, what's the answer? So he took the milk from the breast of both mothers. And then he analyzed it. And he found Abad, that the one mother, her milk in all the nutrients, everything was double of the other. So he knew that this boy belongs to this mother, who had double. And the mother who was half of that. So the Quran Sharif says, and then that American doctor immediately accepted Islam. He says the Quran, and this is for us to ponder about. In the time of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, also a similar incident happened. Two mothers gave birth, boy, girl. The mother who had a girl, she wanted the boy. So when the mother, where the boy was sleeping, she went and she exchanged it from the place. And then there was an argument. It came into the court of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. At that time, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, take the milk of both mothers from their breast and weigh it. Clearly they saw the one mother's milk was double the weight of the other. So the Quran Sharif, which we also don't understand, and while we are there, just a little bit explanation. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, he says, people, till we don't have the ma'rifat of Allah, ma'rifat of Quran, we can't understand Quran Sharif. Even if we become great allamas and fuqaha, and we become great muftis also, but till the love attachment is not with the Quran, we cannot understand the Quran Sharif. So Hazrat explained that yeah, and many other ayat also, Hazrat to Allahu Akbar, what knowledge Allah had given to Hazrat, that it doesn't seem to make sense to us that a woman, she stays at home, she doesn't earn according to Islamic society. She's a woman, so she should get double. And the man who is earning, he's got a shop, he's got a job, so he should get half. But the Quran said the man must get double, woman must get half. So this Hazrat explained is actually that a woman, from the time she's born, she's not responsible for anyone else's expenses, not even for her own. Her father is responsible for her. And then when she gets married, her husband is responsible. She is not responsible even to earn her food, even for her clothing. When she's born, the father is, even when she becomes baligh, a boy when he becomes baligh, now he's responsible. He must earn his own. There is a different thing. The father shows kindness and still looks after him and gets him married also, gives him, puts him up in a business also. That is different. But actually, why one is baligh, but a girl, she's not responsible. When she gets married, the husband. If the husband dies, which people say today, then she must have something, she must have a degree, she must go to university. Still, even if the husband dies, she's not responsible. The details Sharia has given and kept everywhere, that somebody till death, for every woman, there are males who are responsible for her and who have to look after her. So she doesn't need any money. So the half she's getting was just the extra gift Allah gave her. She also would like to spend some money somewhere, so Allah gave her. The husband, on the other hand, the man, everywhere he's got a lot of expenses. When he gets married, he's responsible for himself. He must earn. He's responsible for his wife. 5, 10 children he's responsible for. If, for example, his mother became a widow, he's responsible for her. His sister became she got divorced or something, he's responsible. So the man have got so much responsibilities. So the Quran command that man must get double is perfect according to logic also. But only our mind doesn't go there, we don't have the love. So anyway, Quran Sharif, hudal linnas, وَبَيِّنَاتٍ, and it is many, many bayans, the Quran Sharif, مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ, of hidayat. It gives you clearly, and furqan, what is right, what is wrong. Many things we are confused. Proposal for my daughter, I don't know what to do. I want to get married, who must I choose? I don't know. Business, must I go into a business? Must I work for somebody? All the time. Quran Sharif, recitation of Quran, one of the miracles of the Quran, it will give us guidance everywhere. Allah will inspire us to do what is the right thing. So it is a very great, so in all, for the honor and respect of this great kitab in the month, Allah says, I send the month, it is a celebration of now fast. Celebrating is not only by feasting, It is by fasting also. So in the honor of the Quran, we are commanded to keep rozas, to fast also. Allah, let us appreciate this great, great, honorable month, the Quran Sharif, all the aspects of it, and let us get the truth. Life is short. It is to get all these benefits. Life is not for sports. Life is not for music. Life is not to build an empire, not to make investments. We got it all wrong. Life is for these realities and to make our akhirat and get the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala open our hearts for these realities. Subhanallah.